So, okay, I'm gonna put the mic closer to you because my voice can be really quite loud sometimes. Okay. So it's yours though, it's good.
Oui, moi j'ai une voix, ben, 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 une voix de comédienne, tu sais. Ben, cliché, ben raide. I laugh so hard. I speak loud.
It's good, you gotta project on the stage.
Oui, j'aimerais ça, des fois, avoir une petite voix, là, comme grave, super calme, comme ça.
Did you see Marie Brassard? I guess oui. You would have, eh?
Yeah, les deux soirs.
That was something.
Yeah, yeah. I love that girl. She's écœurante.
Where'd she come from? Where's she been?
Oh, she's a star. Vraiment, dans le milieu du théâtre, là, c'est... And she's doing cinema now. She works with Michael Winterbottom, the one who did Welcome to Sarajevo and Butterfly Kiss. She works with that guy. Right now, she did a movie with him, and now he said, je fais un film avec toi l'année prochaine. And she's writing a movie right now with Maria de Medeiros and Sarah Pauli.
No,
les trois ensemble.
Kidding.
I'm like, so yeah, they're writing a movie ensemble. She's gonna direct it. She's really like,
wow.
And she's been working with Robert Lepage for more than 10 years as a kind of bras droit, you know, son actrice fétiche, mais aussi son bras droit et tout ça. She is great. Et puis elle est fine, and she was blown by the evenings and the studio 303. She said, I was looking for a place like that. I didn't know it existed in Montreal. So I think it was fun. Myriam was really like excited parce que Marie était très heureuse d'être là. She's doing that show again, stretch to an hour and more, this summer for the Festival de Théâtre des Amériques. She's going to do it at Théâtre d'Aujourd'hui en Saint-Denis like 10 times at night. During the festival, you should go. She's gonna, you know, stretch this as... Ça va devenir vraiment un solo. It's gonna be great. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, she was something. She was something. Riveting.
Yeah, complètement. Yeah.
Wow. Do you want to maybe close that window? Because I can hear it rattling. Are you cold?
Absolument pas.
No, hein?
No.
Peut-être ce sera bon si c'est ouvert, I could get some.
Ouais.
So you don't faint.
Excellent.
Okay, I'll do a little intro.
Okay.
Dykes on Mics. March 2001, and Nathalie Claude is here, and I guess you're a comédienne, you're an actress.
That's what I am.
And a yes. Pretty busy one.
Pretty busy, yes, Deb.
Well, this is good.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's high time you come on Dykes on Mics.
Yes, absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. Been a long time, and it's a pleasure to reach the Dyke community through you. Yeah.
Well, the current project is Les Filles du Sélénie.
De Sélénie, yeah.
De Sélénie. I didn't see the first one.
Okay.
So, I don't really know.
Okay, so...
I don't really know anything about it.
I will try to explain.
So you can describe it. I've heard, you know, really good things about it. But that it's very particular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. So, Les Filles du Sélénie, the Daughters of Sélénie. First of all, Sélénie is a Greek goddess of the moon. Just so you know.
Perfect. Greek goddess of the moon.
So the show is a dance theater piece, no text, with 8 amazing dancer actresses from Montreal. And the show is about, let's say, a mysterious night where 8 women under the influence of the moon, 8 women from different centuries, different time, of history meet under that accomplice and reveal, transform themselves like you know, those a bit like those Russian dolls, you know, like you have a feeling about those women through the show, and they keep transforming and they're not what you think they are. So it's a weird show. 8 characters, completely different from each other, from completely different time, from medieval time, from futuristic stuff. There's, let's say, someone from the 20s, someone from the 40s. And it's all about women in society and their place, their representation, what they do, their work, their connection with each other. And it all happened, let's say, in 1,000 years. So that's it. Do you understand?
Yeah. So 1,000 years. You're covering kind of 1,000 years
uh-huh. of
women in history.
I have this here right in front of me in my little paper.
What does it say?
It say, let me read. Maybe it's better than what I say. Okay. An organized journey through the soul of the female earthling. They will be there, unreal and surreal, in their transitional bodies of a thousand years of ecstasy and celestial tortures.
Tortures?
Yeah.
So conceived and directed by you.
Yes.
So where is this coming from for you?
Well, it's coming from, first of all, this show is supported and co-produced with Momentum, a theater company I've been working with in the past 10 years almost. A theater company, really dynamic. I adore that group of people. And it's cause of a project we had last year that was called 12 Masses for the Beginning of the End of Time. It was a project we did, 12 shows, one show every month for the year 1999. Every month we did a show. A different actor was in charge of each show, and it was always presented in a non-theatrical space. So we had a show in a bus, in the forest, in a hospital, in a dump, and etc., etc. And my show was in a convent. And so that's why I did that show, because this project came. I decided to do something. I decided, okay, I will do it with only women. I know it's going to be a show with no text. And the third thing I knew was there's something with the moon, because it's something I love,
right.
The moon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's it. And that's how it started. We did it last year with that project, and it went very well. And then this year they offered me if I want to do it, but, you know, longer. And that's how it was born. Mm-hmm. So, and it's still produced by Momentum, but now I'm kind of alone. I'm not in that other project. It's only my show, and I'm producing it, and it's quite scary, but it's fun. Yeah.
So it's is it a reprise of the original?
It is,
yeah.
But there's many things that have changed. Little details, I would say, tons of details. Second, we don't have the same space, which is really important, because mm-hmm. I really work with the space. We use the old everything in the space. So now we are in a chapel on Sherbrooke Street, an old chapel, 18th something century, very beautiful. So this changed the show a lot. And we have two new dancers, two girls that are new in the show. So this also puts new perspective on things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How are you working the chapel? When you say chapel, do mm-hmm. you mean church?
It's an old chapel. Now it doesn't work as a chapel anymore.
Uh-huh.
It's inside a school. But we use the old everything, you know, the walls, the every door, everything. The show is not presented in a traditional way, frontal, first of all. It's everywhere. And I would say that this show for me is like... I know the difficulty of the show and the beauty of it is mm-hmm. that there's focuses everywhere. It's not one thing you're looking at, but it's eight stories going on at the same time, everywhere in the space. And at some point, the women connect, and then they just continue their travel through the show. And the public has to just, I could say, let go and just go where they want to go. Follow who they want to follow, and choose what they want to look at, which details they want to grip on or let go. So it's a weird aesthetic, I would say, that is often a preoccupation of Momentum Theatre Company. Breaking the barrier between spectator and actors, you know, something that is more free. It's not in front of you and that's the only place you look at and everything is there, but it's everywhere around. So
that's interesting. Mm-hmm. How do you find when you did it at the convent, it
yep.
was the same kind of idea?
Same kind of idea,
idea.
Just a different space,
yeah.
but smaller. And
so how did the audience respond to having to work a bit or make a choice and maybe let go of a character to follow another character? Or
well, I think the audience in general responded last year very well, because it's something different. It's and I don't know, I think it gives something original, and it's not an intellectual show, but it's something more atmospheric.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something for me that seeks into people's mind like a dream.
Mm-hmm.
Or something
mm-hmm.
Like that.
Yeah, there's something to that letting go thing where you're not,
uh-huh.
I mean, you're conscious, but you're not necessarily trying to consciously absorb every no, everything. And for you're me, using your peripheral vision a little
yes,
bit.
Yes, and it's something a bit surreal and something. C'est pas cartésien, you know, it's something square. And I have to say also that one thing in the show that is really strong and element is the music. The show, I could say, the ninth character of the show is the music. That was composed by my brother, Stéphane Claude. And that music is there the whole time and follows the show and builds the show. And it's a music that is also kind of to the opposite of the characters. It's something really modern, really actual electronic music, techno music, minimal music, but it gives an atmosphere to the show, I think, very strong. And that's a quality I wanted, something that melts everything together. A bit like a rave, a mini rave, but it's a theater show, you know. It just builds. There's a beat to the show the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's starting to happen a little bit. I mean, I guess there are others who are starting to explore that, breaking that particular barrier, because it can be kind of a stifling one at some point. If the audience is always sitting there and you're always performing there, I certainly know as an audience member, standing up and moving around. It's great.
The people in the show, though, they don't move around, but the way we place them, it's on the floor, and it's easy to turn. You have a little cushion, and you can just place yourself, you know, around and just look around, you know. And also, one other thing about the show is that I'm very proud of, I would say, is the gang of girls I got, the group of amazing performer I have. This is something quite amazing for me. Those girls are amazing. It's very very, very strong cast, I find.
You're in it too.
I'm in it, and as well as Myriam Ginestier. I will give you the names.
Yeah, I do.
Myriam Ginestier from Studio 303, Le Boudoir, Denise Boulanger, Deborah Dunn, a new choreographer from Vancouver who now lives in Montreal.
She's had some shows lately too.
Yeah, absolutely, at Tangent. Dominique Leduc, a great actress, Suzanne Lemoine as well, one of the secrétaires percutantes, Tonya Livingston, performer, great drag, and Nathalie Valiquette, dancer, choreograph of Les Petites Géantes. A good, good, good cast of crazy girls.
Yeah. And when is it?
It is beginning the 5th of April until the 14th of April at 9 p.m. We have two shows at midnight. Saturday, April 7th at midnight, and Friday the 13th at midnight. And those two nights as well as 9 p.m. And you can call to reserve this phone number, 527-7240. And it's at La Chapelle du Collège de Montréal, which is on 1931 Sherbrooke West.
Where the heck is that?
It's on Sherbrooke, right after the Musée des Beaux-Arts, and it's Sherbrooke and Guy, and it's an old school, Collège de Montréal. It's all gray, a beautiful building, and it's inside the little chapel.
Oh, wow.
1931 Sherbrooke West. And that's where it's happening.
How did you snag that chapel?
Well, it was very hard. We've been in every convent chapel in this town, and finally we got this one, but it's really hard to find a place where also you can do weird things, because there's some nudity in the show, and there's some sacrilegious things and witches. So it's really something that we need to be completely free. So that was hard to find a place that accept that we have the right to do anything we want, and they cannot, you know, say anything about our work. And so that was hard, but we found. And I want to say also that we're doing that show in New York in September.
Really?
Yes, we are. We've been invited in a big festival, so we're going to perform in New York in September.
Super.
Yes.
What festival?
It's L'Automne du Québec à New York. The Fall of Quebec in New York.
Okay, they did one in Paris.
Absolutely, and now it's in New York, and we're going to perform in a church, Washington Square Church, between the 24th of September until the 1st of October.
Oh, so congratulations. That's excellent.
Yes, it's quite exciting. Yeah.
a cultural ambassador.
Absolument, yes.
What about some of your other work? You've been acting for how long?
I've been acting for more than almost 15 years.
Wow.
Mostly in theater, dance also, and now cinema, and now TV. This year it's my TV year, and it's quite fun. And and music also with Les Secrétaires Percutantes and other stuff. So yeah, more than 15 years, that's my life, and I've been traveling a lot with my work, performing a lot in Europe, in the States, in South America, and it's quite fun. Yeah,
I bet.
And I don't work with only a company, you know, I work with like tons of people. I'm really going around everywhere, but it's quite nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Momentum has kind of been your home for a little while?
Well, it's just I had many homes. I had a couple of different companies. I worked for many years with Pigeon International, Carbon 14, Momentum and others, but Momentum is something now. It's the first time I'm officially a member of a company. So this is really fun. We're 9 members and we all have rights to decide things and we have the structure to play with. We have a space and we have all the possibilities to do shows, and it's a very dynamic group of actors. I really like working with them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's my home, but then also I'm everywhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Is there a big, the adjustment to TV from theater?
Well, you know, it's quite nice. It's quite nice, yeah. Right now what I'm doing is a sitcom, and the fun thing about the sitcom is that it's in front of an audience, so it's a good feeling. It's closer to theater, you know, and it's quite nice. Yeah, I enjoy myself a lot doing that.
Huh.
Yeah.
What sitcom? In French?
In French, yeah, it's called Kilomètre Heure. Yeah.
Huh.
And it's stupid. And I enjoy myself. I play a nerd, a total nerd, and it's fun. Yeah. And it's good for the money.
Right. That's one of the big differences between.
Yeah, it's the big difference.
And the stage, eh?
Yeah. But it's good. It's very good. Yeah.
Oh, right on. Well, you know, you're making a living doing what you want to do. So that in itself is just excellent.
Yeah.
And it seems to be just sort of getting better for you too.
Absolutely.
Right?
It's not, yeah. I would say my only problem or whatever is that there's not enough dykes in my milieu, and this is the only thing that bugs me, is that I don't meet other dykes that are actresses and working in that field. There are so little of us, but I'm sure not. I'm sure it's just, you know, I just don't know. That's my only thing.
Well, that's an interesting observation.
Yeah.
So
I'm always I just don't know that they are, and it's just too bad. I'm the only one. I feel that's the way I feel. I'm the only one in Montreal doing all that shit, and it bugs me. Yeah. So sometimes I have a feeling I would just love to go somewhere else, move and work. You know, in theater, in cinema, with other dykes. That's my big thing.
Huh, really?
Yeah. I'd like to, you know, one day come on a set and meet, you know, a girl and like, okay, and cool, and as well as playing a dyke, I would say. That's another thing that I'm like, when am I going to play a dyke?
Because I could do that really well.
Yes, and just because it'd be fun, you know, and I have no problems playing anything, you know, but as well as that, it'd be just fun, you know? So that's one thing that one day, you know, if nobody offers it, I will create it for myself. Yeah, I think it's important. Mm-hmm. Anyway, there's not enough representation in theater and cinema and all that. So I think it's one thing I want to do really clearly is, yeah.
Do you know of a place where, well, I guess bigger places would have more dykes just because of the ratio increase?
Yeah.
But apart from that,
I just don't know. Yeah.
Well, I hope you find them.
All right. The word is out.
Where
are you? Or director, please make yourself heard by myself and let's do something.
Okay, Natalie wants to hear from you.
Yes.
In the field.
Please.
Oh, that's interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Never really thought about that.
No, I feel lonely. It's too bad. I feel lonely. Really, I'm like, you know. In dance, I have a couple of like friends, you know, but not in theater. Mm-hmm. It's like we're invisible, completely invisible. Yeah.
Why is that, do you think?
I don't
know. Do you have a theory on that?
Or? No, I don't. I just don't understand. I know there's... All I know is that they're all closeted. That's all I can say, you know. That's the only thing, because I don't believe I'm the only one. So,
yeah,
like,
right.
You know, they just don't say it. That's it, you know.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's just something that is hidden, or I don't know. I don't understand. The only thing I can think of is that it's hard. Yes, it is hard for dykes to be who they are in that milieu. And I do think I've been very lucky in theater. Everybody knows about that, you know. And it's more... But as soon as you get to a movie and TV, it gets weirder, including for myself, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I have to be more precautious. I don't know why I hate it, but I have to, because I had bad experiences more in movie and, you know, TV stuff. I have to be more discreet. I hate it, but really, it's different. And you can really be pushed aside because of that.
Really?
So you have to, you know, be really strong. So...
Right, dismissed because you're a dyke, basically.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's funny. I mean, it's not that surprising, but in a way, you know, one would think that that those fields would be relatively open. But then again, it's a business, mostly.
It's a big business, yeah.
Yeah, and if you don't have sort of the overall appeal, then I guess it's not going to make the money that they want. But theater remains a bit of a mystery to me.
Yeah.
Because it's not exactly a big money-making place. So.
No.
Funny. But it's a really sort of old old art or something.
Absolutely.
A lot of boys, a lot of old guys.
Yes.
Very sort of set in their ways, I don't know.
And a lot of gay men.
Right.
A lot of gay men, writer, actor, director, a lot. But, you know. Yeah, it's not the same for women.
Well, you just keep investigating that. So.
Yeah.
Okay, your show. Let's just say it one more time. Le Fée de Sélénée.
Okay, between April 5th to 14th of April, 9 p.m., and Saturday the 7th and Friday the 13th at midnight, also at 9, but at midnight also, at La Chapelle du Collège de Montréal, 1931 Sherbrooke West, corner of Guy, Metro Guy Concordia, or the bus on Sherbrooke 24. And you can call to reserve 527-7240.
527-7240.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
High time. We'll have you on again sometime.
All right. Thank you.
I have to do more research into this sort of dyke theater phenomenon.